So it's not just like going into a huge big box store where everything looks the same. You pass from one section to another, you go up and down a few steps, and you're in a whole different experience as you move from one section to another.
Keith Cuthrell has been buying and refurbishing properties for many years, and when he first saw the abandoned Riverside Mill, he decided to take a chance and turn it into something special. The mill was built in 1898 and was originally a hydropowered cotton mill. Over time, it was converted to coal-fired power, became a cotton mill, then a cardboard box manufacturing plant, and then a wholesale distribution facility. Part of the building was destroyed by a flood in the 1940s, and evidence of additions give the building a distinctive character. Keith often says Riverside Mill is like a museum with free admission. Of the appeal of the past, he believes that it is the joy of seeing objects that revive memories or evoke the experience of a different time.
You know, when you select an item out of an antique mall or antique store, you usually remember where it was that you bought it and how you found it and where it was on the shelf and whether or not you were able to negotiate any variation in the price. So the whole shopping experience becomes a story that's part of your life from then on.